Good morning,
Good
Solid
morning,
Rock of Atlanta
everybody.
family. Well, I tell you what, if you are watching this, you know it's because we are not having church today because we are having a
snow day.
So it kind of brings back memories of when we were doing this back a couple years ago. Well, it's not quite almost 2 years
March
ago.
Of 2020.
That's right.
Sheltering in place, and we did this for about what,
eight weeks or so. Well, from the house, we did it like four or five weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway, we love each and every one of you. We miss you today. Hey, listen, just grab you a blanket because the cold winds blow 25 to 35 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. So we're saving our teaching on New Beginnings that we were planning on doing today in today's service till next Sunday. And we've got something very appropriate for a snow day. So, you know, the Bible talks about snow, and we want you to get your Bibles, get your blankets, get everybody together, and let's have church. Amen. All right. So if you'll turn in your Bibles, we're going to look at Isaiah 55, 10 through 20, and we're calling this our snow from heaven. So Isaiah 55, 10, it says, "For as the rain comes down," and here we go, "and the snow from heaven, as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to who? The sower.
Yeah.
And give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So that, and this is so cool. In 11, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, and it shall not return to me void." The word of God shall never return void.
Amen.
His promises will never return void.
Yes.
You pray it, you believe it, you confess it, and you can expect it to be done. So 11, again, it says, "So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, and it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what I please. And it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace, and be led out with peace. And the mountains and the hills shall bring forth into singing before you, and the trees of the fields shall clap their hands." Now, y'all, this is a good verse. Man, when it is snowing, you can just think about the promises of God that are yes and amen, that they come down. And when you pray and you believe and you receive it and you confess the word and you speak the word for that divine health in your body, you command your body to come in line with the word. His promises are there for you. And it says right here, "My word will go forth out of my mouth and it will not return void."
Amen.
Now we're going to continue on here.
Psalms 105:8-10. "He remembers his covenant forever."
Amen.
"The word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant."
You know, with his covenants, the thing y'all have to always remember is that he is the one who makes the covenant and he keeps the covenant.
He's the one that keeps them.
He is. And
if it wasn't for him, it wouldn't be kept.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because so oftentimes we fail.
Because we're not perfect people.
That's right. But you know what?
We are perfect in our born again spirit.
That's right.
But not in our soul.
But we thank God for his covenants.
Yes.
Amen.
Psalm 119:89-90 says,
"Woo, this is a good verse.
Forever, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven."
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
That's a long time.
It is.
Verse 90, "Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides."
You know, and that's why we can believe things for our children, for our children's children. His promises are there not only for us, but as we confess the word of God, the Bible says, "Great shall be the peace of your children because they are taught
of the Lord.
Yes. And they can feel the presence of the Lord just like you and I can. And it says from generation to generation to generation, all the promises of God are there for us. Amen. All right, in Psalms 119 and verse 160, it says, "The entirety of your word is truth."
That's
you know, if you go to a doctor and they tell you, you know what, you've got 6 months to live, you have cancer, or you have whatever, That may be a fact. But according to the word of God, the truth says by the very stripes that were placed on Jesus' back, we are healed. Mm-hmm. We were healed. It's a finished work of the cross. Yes. That is the truth.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is your very life. Again, this is the word of God that shall never return void. If you have something going on in your body, all you have to do is you speak to it and you believe and you receive and you expect that victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, let's look on where it says here. All right, let me see. The verse I am on, Psalms 119, 160 says, the entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endure forever. See, we keep getting this word forever because his word is forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What Jesus did in the days that he walked on this earth, he is still doing through us today. His promises are still working through us today. All right, Psalms 119 and 162. And I rejoice at your word as one who finds a great treasure. You know, there is no greater treasure for us than the word of God.
Amen.
I mean, I don't care how many riches that you have. Nothing compares to the treasure of the Word of God. Isn't that the truth?
Absolute truth. Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
All right, 1 Peter 1, 22 through 25. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
There we go with that forever again.
Forever, yes.
We should have titled this message, The Forever Word of God, because that's amazing.
Verse 24 says, because all flesh is as grass.
That's the truth.
And all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers and its flower fails and falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you.
You know what? If we recognize his grace is forever, his covenant is that he has given us everything that we need. You know, in fact, this next verse, 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus, as his divine power has given to us all things.
All things.
All things. All things that pertain to life and to godliness.
That's awesome.
Through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and his virtue, by which we have been given, by which have been given to us great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. You know, when we recognize that he has given to us all things, you know, those are the scriptures that we have for you today. But we just want you to know, man, if you're believing for healing, stand on his promises that are forever. They're yes and amen. You know,
You just,
when he gives you a promise, he is the yes part, and we're the amen. That means we are standing, yes, amen. We believe, we receive it. You know,
so be it.
Just like a few weeks ago when we had our communion service, and at the end, and I said, there's somebody out there who has been dealing with a back problem, and I believe you're being healed. And that woman called us that afternoon after we got home. She called us up and she said,
you're saying this on live stream.
Yeah, yeah. I was saying somebody on live stream, but then there were other people in the sanctuary too. And I said, there may be people in the sanctuary that are dealing with something. But I'm going to tell you right now, when we got that phone call and she said to us, she said, for 2 months I had been having back issues. She had back surgery and her back was in so much pain and she couldn't handle it. And she said, when you spoke that out, the pain left my body. And I was talking to a friend of hers the other day, and she said, you know, that pain never did come back. But you know what? Even if it does,
yeah.
Let me tell you this. Even if the pain returned, You just say, no, mm-hmm. I've already received my healing. I am not putting up with any of this anymore because I was already healed.
Yeah, because it says and he bore our pains and sorrows. It's
yes,
already
he did.
Been taken care of, been paid for. So pain has no more right to come back than the sickness or disease has the right to come back.
That's exactly right. And I'm telling you what, we do not, you know, that's one thing here at Solid Rock of Atlanta. We stand on the promises and his word is literal. It is a literal word. We know that whatever it says, all the examples, everything in there, the Red Sea really did part. It really did. Water really did come out of the rocks. And when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, she really was made whole. These are not just stories. You know how somebody says, I'm going to tell you a story, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's truth. But these are true things that actually really did mm-hmm. happen. And God put them in his word that is forever, and it will never fail, and it will never return void back unto you. These things really, really did happen. You know, and when Paul and Silas in Romans chapter 16, you know, when they were singing,
yeah.
I mean, they were singing, and when they were singing, it really did happen. In fact, let me go over there to Romans chapter 16. Why don't you talk for a minute? I'm going to go over there to Romans chapter 16 for a minute.
Yeah. It's so important that we just praise and worship with reckless abandon. When David put on the ephod and was dancing all around, and you know, and David's wife was just embarrassed, and boy, you really showed out, and you know how ridiculous you looked, you know. And he says, "It's as undignified as I look, I'm gonna look even more undignified." And you know, that's the whole thing about us. We don't need to worry about what we look like when we're praising and worshiping, you know, in public. I mean, of course, in private, but you know, just be who you are. You're not trying to show out or anything, but you're just so full of the power of God, just having such a good time. You're enjoying yourself in
Amen.
The Lord, and you're overwhelmed with
That's
your
right.
love and your honor and your respect for the Lord.
You know what? And I told them wrong. It's not Romans 16. It's Acts 16.
Yes.
So forget the Romans 16.
That's right.
But it's Acts 16. It said, now it happened as we went to pray that a certain slave girl possessed with the spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters, which profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul. Anyway, Paul and Silas, they were being followed. Well, anyway, they went on and they came and they
he kept harassing.
She did keep harassing him. So anyway, but they ended up, they were trying to preach the word of God. And it said, and they brought them, Paul and Silas, to the magistrates and said, these men, being Jews, exceedingly trouble our city. They're troubling our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. I mean, think about this. These things really happened, y'all. And they were beaten with rods. And when they laid many stripes on them, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to keep them secure, having received such a charge, and he put them into the inner prison. That must be the really bad place, mm-hmm. you reckon?
Yeah.
The really bad place. And fastened their feet to stocks. I don't know if they thought they were going to end up getting out of there. I wonder what they thought. I mean, can you imagine? If they throw them into prison.
But, why put them on the innermost part, the worst part? The
yeah,
dark,
and why?
The darkest part and everything.
And why?
I think they were trying to make an example out of them.
I think they were.
Yeah.
And they put their feet in stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, but at midnight, everybody's out there in your home, say, at midnight. Yes, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns.
Yes.
You know what? When things look tough, sing hymns.
That's right.
Praise God. And the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Now, the winds may blow today where it feels like it's going to be an earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were mm-hmm. opened.
Yes.
Not just theirs.
That's right.
Not just Paul and Silas. Mm-hmm. All the doors were open, and everyone's chains were loosed. You know what? Rebuke those chains that are holding you back. Just command them to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So all of their chains were loosed, and the keeper of the prison awakened from sleep, seeing the prison doors were open, supposed the prisoners had fled, drew his sword, and was about to kill himself. But Paul called with a loud voice and said, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. Then, you know what? I bet those other prisoners, they thought, what in this world is going on? I think they wanted to hang around to see what was happening. They didn't want to miss out.
I don't know if they wanted to hang around or the fact that the Holy Spirit had them hang around, because somebody's going to break ranks and tear out of that.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, they were the Holy Spirit kept everybody there so this could go ahead and go forward. Don't try to do yourself no harm. We're all here.
That's right.
Not just Paul and Silas. Not just us, me and Silas, or me and Paul.
That's right.
The whole prison's here.
But he said, then he called for a light and ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Mm. What a testimony.
Yeah.
Y'all, these things really did happen.
Yeah.
The word of God is true.
And he, see, you know, if the prisoners would all run out of there, he wouldn't be attending to trying, what must I do to be saved? You know, that was. Just to get
the
jailer saved. I mean,
you know what? You're exactly right.
When he was settled enough to know that, hey, they're right.
That's exactly right.
Everybody's in their place. I mean, the doors have been, you know, knocked down and the earthquake and everything else, but everybody's still here. That was miraculous, and that ministered to him.
That's exactly right.
To the jailer.
So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. That's really amazing.
How can you say that? It's because usually, quite often, when the head of the household gets saved, the wife will follow and the children will follow. That's how
you lead the household. That shows the importance of the example of the father.
Of the father, exactly.
Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. Mm. Y'all, that's amazing. Then he took them and he ministered to them healing, well, by you know, trying to medicate them and to soothe their bodies.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And immediately he and all his family were baptized. And now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them. He rejoiced having believed in God and all of his house.
With all of his house.
You know what, y'all? This is what I'm talking about. It's so important that we recognize that the Bible, you know, the Bible says all of the Word of God is inspired. Mm-hmm. It's inspired. You know, it's like the story of, you know, when the Holy Spirit came and she said, you're the one God has chosen to give birth to Jesus. And I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what was going on inside of her. But the angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come over you and you will conceive.
Overtake you.
And he will overtake you and you will conceive.
That's right.
A child.
That's right.
And she said, how can this be when I don't know a man? And when he explained, this is what's going to happen, the Holy Spirit will come over you. And I know she knew as soon as it happened.
Yeah.
But she said to him, she said to the angel, she said, you know what? Be it unto me as you have spoken. According to your word.
Yes.
According to your word. According to your word. See, that really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Noah and the ark.
That's right.
It really happened.
Yeah.
The waters really did rise. Mm-hmm. And everybody was destroyed, except for those that were with Noah. Really happened.
The people and the animals.
And the animals. Can you imagine the animals coming two by two, just showing up there? The animals really did come.
Mm-hmm.
Really did. And they showed up. I mean, this is just a neat time to... While you're sitting there thinking about the snow coming today, and you may be drinking coffee, but just to think about some of the different stories. Mm-hmm. Think about, what's another one? You got one?
Well, I was just going to say is how important it is to go back, that your word is forever settled in heaven. I mean, where does his word need to be settled to be preeminent, to be at the top of the food chain would be in heaven. And
absolutely.
His word is forever settled in heaven. So there, it is settled anywhere that exists, because it's forever settled in heaven. It means it's, there's no negotiating. His word does not falter. His word does
That's
not
right.
is not weak. I mean, his word is does not return void.
No.
It accomplishes that which it was sent forth to do. Always. No. Always.
You know, and I think about, they and I are going to be putting a series together on the faith of Abraham. You know, and when I think about what happened when Abraham was told by the Lord, you have to sacrifice Isaac. And he went and he stood before the men that came with him. And he said, you stay here while Isaac and I go up and worship the Lord. He called it worship. And we shall return. It's what the word says. He said, and we shall return.
Yeah.
This is another one of those stories. He said, we shall return. His faith was there to believe God that even if he did slay his son, even if he did go through with it, that God would raise him up if he had to.
That's right.
But what happened? God already had a place prepared, and he went to the right place, the right mountain, went up to the right place.
Mount Moriah, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then that's where he, you know, when he got up there, the thicket, the ram was already in the thicket.
Mm-hmm.
It was already there.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to go looking for anything. He didn't. But it was right there. God already had a plan. He has a plan for you, folks.
That's right.
He really does. And if you today, while you're staying home, I'm sure many of you will not be driving. If you do, we pray for you to be safe, because it's going to be pretty rough.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're saying. It's going to be rough.
You know what? Going back to just a minute on the sacrifice of Isaac, you know, an example, that's a perfect example there of the sacrifice, and the lamb in the thicket already there is, that's a, where we call a perfect example of Jehovah Rapha. I mean, Jehovah Jireh. You know, in fact, Maverick City's got a song right now. It's one of their songs. It's just really great and very prominent. It's called Jireh.
That's right.
And but Jehovah Jireh is the Lord God who sees ahead and makes provision.
Absolutely.
And that's what happened.
That's
the Lord
right.
had the sacrifice. God provided the sacrifice for Abraham. Isaac was not the sacrifice. That's what he thought, and that's what the plan was. But God had a sacrifice of the ram in the thicket already there awaiting. When they looked over there it was already provided.
Amen. You know, and God has all that you need provided for you.
Yes.
But what you have to do is you have to believe that all of the Word of God is inspired.
That's right.
Every word. You know, we have to believe everything, all the promises, and we have to stand on the Word of God for all of our needs. And when you do that, when you take the Word of God and you take time, maybe today, while it's going to be, the weather is not going to be fun to go out. Well, I don't know.
The winter weather.
Yeah. Get you a fire, you know, get you a nice hot cup of coffee, or for the kids, hot chocolate or something. Have a family day. Spend time with the Lord, but spend time in His Word.
Yeah.
Find the promises that you need for today, maybe for a new job, or maybe for healing in your body, or maybe for finances.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is that you have need of, you know, and all of your cares. The Bible says, lay aside every weight that so easily besets you. Take time today to lay all that stuff aside. Don't let the cares of this world entangle you. Don't let it keep you from standing and believing God for His Word and His precious promises. You know, write down the promises. Put them all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put them everywhere. Put them on the mirror. Put them on the refrigerator. You know, put them wherever you can. Put them in the car. Put them everywhere where you can see them, so you can daily stand on the Word of God. Because you know what? His mercies are new. Every single day.
Yes, yeah, they are. Mm-hmm.
And
thank goodness.
Oh, I know. Where would we be if they weren't?
I'm telling you.
But you know what? His grace and His mercies are there for you. You know, remember, grace is giving to you everything that you really don't deserve, because we can't earn it. It's not anything, all of His promises that He's given us. We haven't earned them. We haven't deserved them by our power, but because it's Jesus in us. It's the life of Jesus that we have. that we have everything that he have. Like we said a while ago, everything that pertains to life and godliness, he's already given it to us.
Right.
It already belongs to us. So you can stand on that. And then those things that you did that maybe you shouldn't have done, you've been forgiven. And he chooses not to remember those. He said, your sin and your lawless deeds, I will remember no more. And he wants to give you those promises that he did everything. You know, the sacrifice, when I think about the sacrifice that Jesus made for us to have that perfect life, it says he has perfected forever those that are being sanctified, that those who are sanctified. He is perfected forever. Again, that word forever. We're back to that word forever. He has perfected forever. And I am so thankful for that, because knowing that, you know, he took our sins to the cross and he gave us his perfect life. He took our sin nature, that old man. And it says, all things are passed away and behold, all things are new.
Yeah.
All things, everything, all the old men, all the hurts, all the pains, everything, all the sin nature. And now you have a new nature. It's not that sin nature anymore. The Lord has taken care of it. I mean, I am just, and I think about, you know, what he must have gone through. It said he wasn't even recognizable as a man anymore. And yet, when he was on that cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, every day we have to be so thankful that his mercies are new every single day. He loves you so much. We love you.
Amen.
And we miss you. We miss not being together today. We're excited that we get to be back together next week.
Yeah,
so we'll probably end there for the message for today. We hope you've been blessed by this.
Yes.
And y'all hug each other. Have hug time there in your home. Have hug time. But just know we love you. And we're going to make a few announcements in just a minute. But you know what? We also want to talk about, if you want to give an offering, because people have asked when we're not there, how can they go about giving an offering? So we want to talk about that a little bit.
Tithes and offerings. The best way would be to do it online. So if you go to thesolidrockofatlanta.org, thesolidrockofatlanta.org, and then there's a section that says giving, you'll see, and click on giving and follow the prompts, and it'll be very, very easy. It'll ask you, you know, tithes or offerings or whatever there. And many of you have templates already set up already, and it's very easy to maneuver. And that's the best way of giving today on this snow day, on this inclement weather, winter weather day.
But
thank you so much.
I want
to pray over the tithes and offerings.
Okay, let's do that.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you for these tithes and offerings, Lord, that are coming in today, Lord. That Father, we thank you that you give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, Lord. Father, we just give because we trust you and we love you, Lord. And we know, Father, it's not about getting or receiving, but Lord, you've set it up. That's what follows, Lord. As we give bountifully, we reap bountifully. We sow sparingly, then we reap sparingly. But so that, Father, everything is based on seed time and harvest. And Lord, we're givers and we are sowing today, Lord, in faith and giving, Lord, and to be a blessing, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And before we go, we probably ought to make a few announcements. Next week, now we were going to do it this week, which was our couples event. It's our married couples kickoff for the new year. We've got some really great things we want to share with you. It's not going to be long. It's going to be next week now, the 23rd,
Sunday
the 23rd of January.
Immediately following the service, right?
That's right. Immediately following the service. And it's going to be a light lunch. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have fun. There's going to be a skit. We're going to do a panel discussion. We're going to have fellowship time together. It's going to be about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours. And we're going to share with you the vision and what you can expect for the marriage ministry for the Solid Rock of Atlanta. We encourage all of you to come, bring your friends. It's going to be great. If you do come, you need to sign up for that. And you can, if you have any questions about that, you can call us at 404 877-597-5215 if you'd like to sign up for that. And those of you who've already received a text about that, just please go and sign up so we can...
Under the new link.
Yes, the new link. You should have received the new link if you haven't already signed up.
Signed up a second time.
But you don't have to sign up twice. If you've already signed up, you don't have to sign up again. But there are those that have not signed up. Then you can sign up and you can go to that link. If you did not receive a link or you would like to come and you've heard about it today online, then you can give us a call, like we said, at 404-697-5215. And that will be next Sunday immediately following the service. It's a light lunch. And also for those that are attending that have children, we are having a pizza party for the children and they're going to have fun as well.
For those that are attending.
Only for those that are attending the marriage ministry kickoff meeting.
Yes.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. We don't want you to miss it. We hate we couldn't do it today, but we didn't want anybody to slide into the place. And anyway, we just wanted to everybody stay home and enjoy the snow day. That's why we weren't going to make this a very long teaching today. We're going to make it shorter today so that you can enjoy your family time on this snow day. But that's that one announcement. And also we have Ashley and Carly Terdez that will be coming
Sunday the 30th, the last Sunday of this month.
Yeah, and that's going to be awesome. Yes. You don't want to miss it.
That'll
at our 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Ashley will be teaching the morning service. And Carly at 2 o'clock will be teaching after everybody goes and gets a quick lunch. Everybody's coming back and having a healing school that Carly will be teaching. And it'll be for... an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know what? The last thing we want to talk about, we never want to end a service, and that's for today as well, without making sure that everybody knows Jesus.
Right.
You know, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ, then you need to contact us at 404-697-5215 and let us pray with you to receive Jesus or even receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. And man, you need that Holy Ghost experience. So, you know, come and be a part of this with us next week and with Ashley and Carly. And we love all of you. Enjoy your day today with your family. And we'll look forward to seeing you. Oh, by the way, Tuesday, remember Javan's Bible study, Tuesday night at 7:30.
Yeah.
So join us for that.
Great.
They are back in town and they will start that up this Tuesday
night
at 7:30.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Church.
We love you.
Y'all.
Let's have hug time. Ready? Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Have a great day.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Bye.